الله عليه وسلم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، ملك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق وناصر الحق بالحق وهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره ومقداره العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. أم حسب الذين اجتروا السيئات أن نجعلهم كالذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات سواء محياهم وماتهم ساء ما يحكمون. الله تبارك وتعالى is now telling us, after he has told us of the various signs, the various miracles, the astonishing things that should take our attention, and we have refused to believe, Allah is asking, Am hasba alladhina ijtarahu sayyi'ati, the one that has been attracting evil deed to himself, does he believe an naj'alahum, that we should make him, Am hasba alladhina ijtarahu sayyi'ati, an naj'alahum kalladhina amanu wa amilu salihati, that we should take him and make him like the one that believed in our signs, believed in our prophet, believed in our book. And not only that, he did good work. Sawa'un, they should be the same thing. Mahayahum wa mamatuhum, their life in this world and in the hereafter, this person, sa'ama yahkumu, evil is his judgment. Here, all of us here, somebody came to the university. He doesn't come to the class. He doesn't submit his assignments. He doesn't participate in practicals. And he now came to write exam. What is he going to write? Of course, he will not pass. And when the result comes out, when everybody is coming out and inviting his parents, come and listen to our result, he too will invite his parents to come and listen to his results. But of course, no. That's what Allah is saying. Iqtara usayyat. All his life he has been attracting nothing but evil work, and he wants to be the same thing with one that has done good work and taught good of his teachers. This person, whoever believes that, has an evil judgment. The judgment is not sound. وخلق الله السماوات والأرض بالحق ولتجزي كل نفس بما كسبت وهم لا يظلمون. Notice, وخلق الله السماوات والأرض بالحق. Allah created the firmaments, the heavens, والأرض and the earth بالحق, with truth. With truth, only to say, "Kullu nafsin bima kasabat wa hum la yuzlamun." Why? So that everybody will receive his recompense with what he has done, and none shall be treated unjustly. When Allah said He created the firmament and the earth with truth, I want all of us to take note of this. Today, anything that man makes, whether it's a handset, whether it's a car, whether it's a house, ask yourself, do you think that there is a part, there is a component, for example, in a handset that is not necessary to be there? Your handset, when you open it, there are things inside. Outside is what you are seeing. But what is inside is what brings you to be able to see the pictures you are seeing. It's what makes you to be able to send the message you are sending. It's what makes you to be able to give the command you are commanding. The instruments inside is what make the outside to be like that. Do you think there is a component there that is useless? That is because the people that did it with truth. They know what they want. They know that you are going to use the handset. You are going to send messages. You are going to receive messages. You are going to do your WhatsApp. You are going to do your video. You are going to all these things. It was considered. You may even be running your programs on it. So they did that, put components each inside so that it can show you outside. If you also go into a car, go inside a car and look at the car. Look at the seat. Look at the steering. Look at the dashboard. Then come back. Look at even the handle. People that design it will take their time, even in the handle. You may never take note of it. You that own the car, you may never even take note of it. But the people that designed it, they took their time to make sure that even the handle was designed to captivate you, to attract you. Because they are not the only ones selling car. The same way, you go to the dashboard. Everything there was done with detail to attract you. Do you think it was done for nonsense? It may not attract you because you don't have the time. But the same way Allah created the whole of the creation, not a single hair, not a single moment of the creation of Allah is for nothing. It's not for play. It's for it to attract you. That's why Allah is saying, Inna fi samawati la ayatin lil mu'minin wa fi khalqikum wa anfusikum dabatin ayatun liqawmin yuqinun wa ikhtilafil layli wan nahari. Each one as you are seeing them, each, everyone, continuous and forever, are signs there to attract you, to show you the miracle of Allah, to show you that there is something behind all this. At the end of the day, when you see the car like that, you want to move it, you move the steering, everything controlling it is not there, it's inside somewhere. That's how the creation is. If you look at the creation and you think there is something that is just there for play, then you don't know Allah. That's why Sheikh Ibrahim Niyazi said, فَإِيَّاكَ فَإِيَّاكَ وَالْإِرَادَ عَنْ كُلِّ سُورَةٍ إِذَا رُمْتَ مِنْ سِرِّ الْوُجُودِ لِكَوَهُمْ. You want to meet with the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the secret of the creation, and you think you can take your attention from any part of the creation, وَإِيَّاكَ, I want you not to do that. Whatever you see, أَفَأَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا, do you think that we created you for play? He said, Sheikh Ibrahim Niyazi said, I want anything in the creation. Don't take anything for granted. تَسَتَّرَ فِي الْأَلْبَاسِ فَالْكَوْنُ كُلُّهُ مَظَاهِرُ الْأَلْبَاسِ لِمْخَازَ الْمُخَسَّسِ. He said, the Prophet is the engine, is the secret of the whole creation. And he is dressed with the what you are seeing in the creation. The whole of the creation is his dressing. But this one that is specific and is special. Sheikh Ahmad Tijani said, والياقوتة المتهكر الهائكة بكل متعدد من الأمور والنور الأكوان المتكونة والنور الأكوان المتكونة is the light of the whole creation. That's why people that don't know the Prophet is because they are not paying attention to the creation. Pay attention. You will find that the secret is all one. And that is the light of the Prophet. So Allah is telling us here, وَخَلَقَ اللَّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ بِالْحَقِّ. Haq is two letters, Ha and Kaf. Again, for me to have Hayyul Qayyumun. You have the living that gives life. Qayyumun, The one that is self-sustaining, that gives sustenance to every other. And all this Allah said, which means every part of creation that Allah created is for you to benefit from it. It's for you to use it. How do you benefit from it? Anytime you look at each of it and you say, Alhamdulillah, you say, Rabbil Alameen, you have got it from it. That's why this Fatiha we recite every time we are praying is enough. When you say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, the whole creation, inside, outside, every part of it, from beginning to the end, is Alam. Whatever is created is Alam, is part of Alam. So it's Allah and every other thing is created. When you say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, the praise is for Allah. That is the Lord, which is the administrator, educator, upbringer of the whole of the creation. You have used the whole creation to get reward from Allah. Your creation at this moment, you have gotten reward with it. So don't take your eyes from creation. Look at it. Allah said He created them with truth. Just like if you buy a handset, like I used to tell my students, to the extent you know the instrument you have, to the extent it is useful to you. Somebody can have a handset. He doesn't know the facilities inside. He is busy looking for something that is in his handset. You go to some place, you are looking for Qibla. GPRS is in your handset. You don't even need internet for a GPRS to work, but you don't know. And you're asking somebody, where do I pray? Where do I face? It's in your handset. So to the extent you know what is before you, to the extent it is useful to you, to the extent you know the creation, to the extent this creation is useful to you, Allah is telling us now He created it bilhaq, with truth, and to reward every person in this world and hereafter, and nobody will be treated unjustly.
وقدم نفسه وقلبه وجعل نفسه بشارا فمن يهديه من بعد الله افلا يتذكرون
افرايت من اتخذ الهه هواه وعد الله الله على علم وختم على سمعه وقلبه وجعل على بصره غشاوه فمن يهديه من بعد الله أَفَلَا تَذَّكَّرُونَ Allah is now asking you, like I told you the other day, you look and you see. Looking is different from seeing. Allah is asking you now to see what is not in front of you, but He's asking you to see it. أَفَرَأَيْتَ Don't you see what man, this one, اتَّخَذَ that has taken إِلَاهَهُ for that his own God, Hawehu, is his own passion. His whims and caprices, his passion is his own Lord, is his own God. Wa'adallahu Allahu ala ilmin. Because of that, Allah caused him to go astray with knowledge. Waja'ala ala sam'ihi wa qalbihi wa khatama ala sam'ihi wa qalbihi. And Allah sealed his hearing. He sealed his eyes, sorry, his heart. وَجَعَلَ عَلَىٰ بَصَرِهِ غِشَاوَىٰ And Allah put a veil to cover his eyes. فَمَنْ يَهَدِيهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ اللَّهِ After this, that Allah has done to him, who will guide him again? Allah said, I ask you to see, look at such a man. He is here with you. Maybe it's you yourself. أَفَلَا تَذَّكَّرُونَ Don't you take heed and remember that you are astray? Here, this is Abu Jahl. One day, in the night, he was going with Walid ibn Mughira. Then he's asking, this is your nephew. This is Ishufa. What do we do with it? Abu Jahl said, look, this my nephew Muhammad is telling the truth. Walid bin Mughira said, he's telling the truth. He's telling the truth. How? Sir, this man is young. From youth, he never told lies. We gave him name. We call him Al-Amin, the trustworthy one. How does he grow up and he start telling lies? He's telling the truth. Abu Jahl, that is not, they used to call him Abul Hakim, I think. He's telling the truth, he said he's telling the truth. Then why are you not following him? Yeah. You want children and all these women to say, I am following the orphan of Abu Talib, Abdul Muttalib. I'm following a poor orphan of Abdul Muttalib. That is not the one that is my leader. Which means his problem is he's just following his passion. He knows this is the truth. That's how it is with almost most human beings. You find that this thing, you just like it. You don't want anybody to tell you the truth about it. So Allah is warning us here. Here, there's what you call warid. Something that brings messages to your heart. Generally, there are four warid that will bring message to your heart. One is Allah. Falhamaha, Fujuraha, Watakwaha. The second is the angel. The third is Satan. The fourth is your own passion, your own heart. Those that are used to accepting guidance, I'm asked to contemplate on the firmament and he's contemplating. I'm asked to say my prayer and he's saying his prayer. This one, they will receive wide from Allah continuously. وَالَّذِينَ اَحْتَدَوْا زَادَهُمْ هُدًا وَآتِهُمْ تَقْوِيَهُمْ. Those that receive guidance, Allah will increase them in guidance and then grant them piety to protect them. Here, if Allah sends something to your heart, you must do it. Suddenly you find Allah is telling you, read one hizb of Quran today. And you find it's very strong with you until you read it. That worried is Allah. Because Allah is Kahariya. If he does say you should do something, you do it. But if it's the angel always is with you. He sees you go to pray. He wants you to do more. He'll be pushing into your heart. Stand up, pray, stand up. But he cannot force you. So you find your mind is telling you, let me pray. Kai, I'm coming. Kai, maybe after some times. You may end up praying or you may not pray. This one is from the angel. Then, in the case of Satan, he was supposed to face the door in Nas. Always is asking you to do evil. He wants you to do evil. And he will persist on you. In this case, if he succeeds, fine. If he doesn't succeed, he will bring another evil. From one evil to another evil. From one evil to another evil. Then yourself, your passion. Your passion wants something that will make you to rest, to enjoy, that's all. He wants you to enjoy, to rest. In the night, you want to stand up and pray. The alarm is ringing. You just put it off. I'm coming. Let me give another 5 minutes. That's yourself. That's your passion. All these are worried that are giving you. So from here, you have, again, four enemies that are distinct. The first one is the world. The world glitters and attacks you. You have a car, your car is going well. You have no problem with your car. You just saw another car going. Kai, the bumper of that car is so good. Kai, look at the design, it's very good. You sit down, you are begging Allah, Allah, give me another car. What do you need the car for? Just because you saw another car, that's all. You have a wife in the house. She's obedient. She's beautiful. She's looking after your affairs. You go outside, you see another lady. It's somebody's wife.
It will glitter to you. You want her. This is all. This is the world. Dunya. The second enemy is Satan. In the case of Satan, like we have said, his own is simple. Inna kaida shaitana qada da'ifa. If he asks you, go and commit zina, you said no, kai, I will not do it. You forget about that. You go to another thing. Why don't you take alcohol? No, you forget about that. You go to another thing. His own, all sins are the same thing. As far as he's able to make you do one, he has succeeded. He'll be going from one sin to another sin. Then your passion. That's hawa. In the case of passion, that one is the most dangerous. Nafs sometimes can ask you to do good, sometimes can ask you to do evil, but he just wants you to rest. But in the case of hawa, it's your passion. If he asks you to do something you refuse, he will wait. He will come back tomorrow in another road to do the same thing. He's not going to ask you to do another thing. It's the same thing. For example, now you saw something in the office. It's not your own. You want to write and steal it. This is stealing. Don't do it. If it's from your passion, tomorrow it will bring it to you. If it's from your passion, next tomorrow you have no money to buy fuel in your car, he will bring the same thing to you. He will continue on you until you do it. So you have your passion, then you have yourself. In the case of yourself, nafs, his own, is whatever he's used to, is what he wants you. He's used to eating this good food, he wants you to eat it. He's used to sleeping, he wants you to sleep, he wants you to rest. So let us be very careful about this. Allah is telling us, "Afara'aita man ittakhadha ilahahu hawahu." There are people that in this world, it is whatever their mind tells them, they go to. That's why we have to be careful. Very careful. Today, there are groups that Western community are forming in this our country. There is a particular one that is formed for women, for girls in secondary school, girls of between the age of 13, 14, 15. It's a group. They are already in Zimbabwe, Uganda, Ghana. They have been brought to Nigeria. And the motto of that group is, "I believe in myself." They are telling children of 12, 13 years to say that, "I believe in myself." And yourself, inna nafsa la amaratun bisu'i. The self is always asking you to do what is evil. Illa ma rahima rabbi, except one that Allah has mercy on. But they are asking you to believe in yourself. And this group will go to any length to give money to the society for them to do whatever they want to do. If they want to visit their friends in Ghana, go. They have their magazines. They give plenty of money for it. Let us be very careful. You don't tell the child, "Oh, this is what the child wants, so I give it to him." Then why are you asked to be the father of the child? Even your wife, it's not everything she wants, you give her. This is what she wants, I will give her. Why are you asked to be the husband? Allah is very clear in the Quran. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu qu anfusakum wa ahlikum naran. Save yourself and save your family from hellfire. Prophet said, "Kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'ulun an ra'iyatihi." All of you are put in charge of what you should look after as a herd that you graze. He said, you are going to be asked. A person is asked to look after himself. A father is asked to look after his family and his wife and children. You don't just say whatever any of them wants to give. No, look at what you are giving with regards to what their needs and regards to what you have. Once you refuse and you say it's only whatever your mind wants, you do. Allah say, okay, since I'm not your God, wa'adallahu lahu ala ilmin, Allah will now cause you to go. By how? Wa khatama ala sam'ihi wa qalbihi. Allah will seal your hearing, will seal your heart. Waja'ala ala basarihi gishawatan. Allah will take a veil and cover your eyes. Whenever you see anything that is bad, you say no, it's good. Whenever you see good, you say it's bad. So let us be very careful. Man yahdihi min ba'dillah. After Allah, who will guide you? Allah is telling us the signs in the firmament, on the earth, in ourselves, in everything we do. Let us pay attention.
Amen. ما هي إلا حياتنا الدنيا نموت ونحيا وما يهلكنا إلا الله وما لهم في ذلك من علم إن هم إلا يظنون.
وقالوا ما هي إلا حياتنا الدنيا نموت ونحيا وما يهلكنا إلا الدهر وما لهم بذلك من علم إن هم إلا يظنون. When you tell them this, be careful, there are signs. You come out, you see the firmament, you see the sky as big as it is with the sun there. It has no spare. Have you ever heard of a spare sun or a spare moon? It's created all with details and is doing his work. And somebody will tell you a human being is Allah and you believe. You and whom? The person who is more foolish. This is the creation of Allah. Those that you are calling now, what have they created? When you tell them all this, and as the Prophet has done now, and give us all these proofs coming here, do you know what they will say? Or call you? This is what they will say. In here, Allah hayatuna dunya. All that you are saying, all we know for this world is for enjoyment. Just enjoy and go. Illa hayatna dunya is just this world. When this world finishes. Wama yulikuna illa dahar. Nothing will perish us. Nothing will make us to be finished except time. Allah said, wama lahum bihi min ilmin. Even though they are saying what is correct, they are not saying it out of knowledge. They have no knowledge of what they are saying. Inhumu illa yazunnun. They are only making conjectures. When they say, they are trying to be a people that are called Dahariyawa, people of time. They say they are worshipping time. When they say they are worshipping time, it's not that they know that Allah is time. Because Allah in the hadith, Prophet said, La tasubu dahar, inna Allah huwa dahar. Don't abuse time. Allah is time. Don't say, Kai, this time is bad. This time, who told you? If you are finding difficulty in a particular time, may Allah make this difficulty to become an ease. Inna mal usri yusran, fa inna mal usri yusra. Don't say the time is bad. This time is no, it's not your business. Every time is for Allah. To them, when they die, their children replace them. When their children die, the other children replace them. So they are always on earth as long as their grandchildren are here. That's why they continue to pile wealth. Pile wealth. Why are they piling wealth? Yahasabu anna malahu akhladahu. Yahasabu anna malahu akhladahu. To him, if he's piling wealth, billions, naira, trillions of dollars. Then, when he dies, his children are there. The children's children are there. Idiots. How many of those people that piled wealth have you seen their grandchildren become something? They squander it. Because they don't, you that is, you pile this wealth, you suffered before you started knowing how to get the wealth. Therefore, if you have wealth, spend it before Allah, in front of Allah, and then rely on Allah. Allah is the one who raises children, whether you are alive or you're not alive. So they are saying that nothing will take them to leave this world except time. It's true, time is going to make them to leave this world. But they are not saying it out of knowledge. They are saying it out of saying that their grandchildren will replace them when they leave. In whom Elias will know. This is just for conjecture. وَإِذَا تُتْلِي عَلَيْهِمُ آيَاتِنَا بَيِّنَاتٍ مَا كَانَ حُجَّتُهُمُ إِلَّا أَنْ قَالُوا إِيْتُوا بِآبَائِنَا إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Anytime the Prophet ﷺ is rehearsing the signs of Allah to them, or when the scholars are rehearsing the signs of Allah to them, the verses of Allah to them, وَإِذَا تُتْلِي عَلَيْهِمُ آيَاتُنَا بَيِّنَاتٍ and rehearsing it to them clearly, explaining it, what will they say? Where is that? مَا كَانَ حُجَّتُهُمْ إِلَّا أَنْ قَالُوا. They have no proof against what you are saying except one thing. What is it? إِتُوا بِأَبَائِنَا إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Bring our forefathers to testify that what you are saying is truth. When they went to the grave, they suffered. What you say is true. Bring them and let them see. All the time, this is the only thing they have. How will that avail you? Allah is going to give them an answer now. Because if you ask Prophet to give you a miracle, what is miracle is what is not in the natural line that Allah has made it to happen. If not, everything that you see is miracle. But because it's not natural, then you say it's miracle. If not, seeing with your eyes is not enough miracle. Your eyes can see how many colors, over a million colors, your eyes can differentiate between each one. It's not enough miracle. Your taste bud can differentiate over thousands of tastes. Knowing which one is which is not enough miracle. Your ears can differentiate over thousands. It's not enough miracle. If you know people over 10,000, you will, each of them, you know their own voice. And when each one talks, you know who is talking. It's not enough miracle. But because you are used to seeing it daily, it becomes natural. You don't look at it as miracle. But what people refer to as miracle here is to see something that doesn't happen to them always. Bring our fathers. Bring our forefathers. Inkutum saw the king. Really, you are telling the truth. قل الله يحييكم ثم يميتكم ثم يجمعكم إلى يوم القيامة لا ريب فيه ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. الله تبارك وتعالى is now telling the prophet, reply them. قل الله يحييكم. Allah is the one that is giving you life constantly. That child that is being given birth to now from sperm, look at Allah giving life to somebody. Summa yumitukum. If you don't believe in death, Allah is the one causing people to die. This one, there was no sickness, he died. This one, there was sickness, he died. This one, from an accident, he died. This one, you can see how he died. Summa yajma'ukum ila yawmil qiyamati. Then he's going to bring all of you, raise all of you from your grave on day of judgment. La rayba fihi. There is no doubt in this. Walakin aktharu an-nasi la ya'lamun. But a lot of mankind, they have no knowledge as to this. They are seeing it, yet they have no knowledge of it. وللله ملك السماوات والأرض ويوم تقوم الساعة يومئذ يخسر المبطلون. Allah is now telling us something that is very important here. وللله ملك السماوات والأرض. In some places Allah said لله ما في السماوات ما في الأرض. But here he said وللله ملك السماوات والأرض. There is a big difference. وللله ملك السماوات والأرض. To Allah belongs the dominion and kingdom of the firmaments, heavens, and the earth. وَيَوْمَ يَتَكُومُ السَّاعَةُ. And the day that the time appointed will come, يَوْمَ يَذِينَ يَخْسَرُ الْمُبْتِلُونَ. Those that are used to being on the wrong path, unjust, that day they will be the losers. They will lose. When you say mulku, Malik Yawmiddin, in one of our recitation, in our own recitation, the king of the day of judgment. When you say mulku, the kingdom, the dominion, which means the day to day, the moment to moment, the hour to hour, the decade to decade, the running of the whole world as a whole is in the hands of Allah. When you say walillahi mulku walillahi ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard, Everything that you see belongs to Allah. Even yourself, you're talking now, belongs to Allah, not you. Don't waste anything you see on earth. Don't even waste your talking. Don't waste your seeing. Don't waste your hearing. Don't waste the things that you see as quantity. It doesn't belong to you. It belongs to Allah. He's testing you how much you use it. And when you say, وَلِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, then people will wonder, if is Allah that has the kingdom, like now, who is the king of Nigeria, Tinubu? Then he sees kidnappers. What does he come to say? We are going to try our best to be on top of it, which means he has no power to do it. He's just trying. Allah is not like that. Be very careful. Allah is not like that. So that's why you find that there are those, the mulhid, those that say there is no Allah. Then there is the agnostics, those that say there is Allah to some doubt, there is doubt whether there is Allah. There is mushrik, those that said there is Allah, but he alone is not enough, we have to use something to get to him. And then you have the Muslims, those that submit completely to Allah. You have the mu'min, those that believe, not only that they submit to Allah, they believe in the kingdom of Allah, the way he does his things, they believe in it. And you have the muhsin, those that not only do they believe in it, they enjoy it, they are happy with it. Now, the mulhid, they said there is no God. Anything that you see is just like that there. Afillahi shak. Allah, is there doubt that there is Allah? Fatiru samawat art, the one that evolved this firmament, this one is definitely mad. He needs to go to psychiatric hospital. Because if a car comes that is very beautiful, is very efficient, is very captivating, and you say this car made itself, he will not believe so. Then how can the whole of this cosmos made itself? Then there is the agnostics. The agnostics, they say, okay, there is God. If not, who made all these things? Kai, how can there be God? Look at these Palestinians. They are just killing them. Are they not creations of God? Why is he not doing anything? So at that time, they are in doubt. They are agnostics. Don't be in doubt. It's very simple to explain. This world was not created for Allah to allow to do only what he wants. He gave you freedom to do also what you want. Why? Because you are in an examination hall. When you are in the class and the teacher is teaching you and he writes something on the board, 2 + 2 = 4. When he now asks you, and without putting the answer, I say 2 + 2, and you say 5. Will he leave you alone? No. He said, Kai, did I not tell you it is 4? This is it. He's teaching you now. But when he comes to the examination hall, and you are inside the examination, and he wrote down 2 + 2, and he saw you writing 5, will he correct you? No. The world is an examination house where Allah brought you, liyabluwakumu, to test you, examine you, ayyukumu, which of you, ahsan amala, who will excel, who will have 90%, who will have 95%. And today in this world, we only have 100. Walal akhirati akbaru darajatin wa akbaru tabdila. That of the hereafter is much, much, much more. And any gap, that if somebody is ahead of you by one mark, you will see his heaven like you see the star. So it's not for Allah. So even if you are standing now, you are going, and you see a car coming, and you decide to cross the road, Allah will allow the car to hit you and kill you, and so what? You are under the examination. Whatever you want to do, do it. But Allah has sent you a prophet to teach you the book, to rehearse the book to you, to teach you wisdom, to teach you how to live in this world. If you don't use the wisdom, it's left for you. And Allah is marking you. That's why when you come, the first verse of the Surah Al-Fatiha, I said, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Praises to Allah, the one that is in charge of running the whole of the creation. There is no mistake in his work. Sitting down here, there's no mistake. Somebody abuse you on the street, wallahi, there's no mistake. Somebody slap you, wallahi, there's no mistake. From him, there's a mistake. From him, there's no mistake. He's under examination, and Allah is looking. وَجَعَلَ بَعْدَكُمْ لِبَعْدٍ فِتْنًا أَتَصْبِرُونَ. Allah said, one of you to the other is an examination, is a test. Will you have patience and learn something? So, لِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَخْسَرُ الْمُبْطِلُونَ. Those that are doing nonsense, that are always sinful, that are always unjust, that day, that the day of judgment will come, they will be at a loss.
وترى كل أمة جاسية كل أمة تدعي إلى كتابها اليوم تجزون بما كنتم تعملون. Allah تبارك وتعالى is now telling us that day all those that say they did not submit to the wills of Allah, proofs and hujjah will defeat all of them. وترى كل أمة جاسية. You see, every nation that day is on its knees. Everybody today agree. Kullu ummatin tud'i ila kitabiha tujzuna bima kuntum ta'malun. Wa tad'i kullu ummatin jasiya. Kullu ummatin tud'i ila kitabiha. All, every nation will be called to his book. Because each book for every nation. What is the nation? There is a nation you lived in. When that nation is passed, it's passed. Al-yawma tujzawna ma kuntum ta'malun. Today, all of you have the recompense of what you have been doing. So let us be very careful. Don't say that you don't submit to Allah. Submit today, kneel down. Prostrate, don't wait till tomorrow. The day will come, every nation will kneel down. If you are in a nation of engineers, submit to Allah. If you are doctors, submit to Allah. If you are in one tribe, submit to Allah. Don't say, oh, in my tribe, we don't do this. We want to do marriage. No, this is not our custom. Which custom do you have? Any custom that goes contrary to the custom of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it will not go anywhere. Like there are some organizations, they say they don't write letter of congratulations when a person is given a position. For example, a president becomes president. Some organization will say, no, our own, we are just, we will not write letter to congratulate him. This is not common sense. وَأَمَّا بِنِيمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثِ. When you know somebody, something good has come to him, congratulate him. When you know somebody, something bad has happened to him, sympathize with him. This is the way Allah has made it. Because this is the character of the Prophet. When something good happens to you, he shares the glad tidings with you. Even ordinarily, he sees you doing something good, he will tell you the good things in it, he will share it with you. So don't say that I'm in a particular group. This is what the group has decreed. Whatever a group decrees that is not going in rhyme with what Allah and the Prophet has decreed, throw it away. Because on the day of judgment, وَتَرَى كُلَّ أُمَّةٍ جَاسِيَةً كُلُّ أُمَّةٍ تُدْعَى إِلَىٰ كِتَابِهَا. They will be brought back to their own book that they wrote. Like you go to House of Assembly, they say they have their own books. This one, they say they have their own book. This one, they say they have their own laws. Any law that goes contrary to the law of Allah and the Prophet, throw it away. It's meaningless.
هذا كتابنا يصدق عليكم بالحق
هذا كتابنا ينطق عليكم بالحق إنا كنا نستنسخ ما كنتم تعملون. This is our book. You have your book. We have our book. هذا كتابنا. This is our own book. It's close. ينطق عليكم بالحق. Our book will utter, will say with truth all that you have done. إِنَّا كُنَّا نَسْتَنْسِخُ. For as much as you have been in this world, كُنَّا, it was our duty, نَسْتَنْسِخُ, that we have been writing, we have been copying in detail, all that you have been doing. Where is the book of Allah? وَكُلَّ إِنسَانٍ أَلْزَمْنَا طَائِرَهُ فِي أُنْكُهِ. Your face is the book of Allah. Your eyes is the book of Allah. Your hair is the book of Allah. Every part of your body is the book of Allah. Anywhere you are, they are taking all the data. They are not for you, far. Alam najal lahu aynayn, lisanan wa shafatayn, wa hadaynahu najdayn. Allah said, have I not given you two eyes, given you the tongue, shown you the two roads? Anything that you think you have today, they are for Allah. They are on loan to you. I'm holding the microphone now. My hand will report everything to Allah, what I did with it. And that day, يَوْمَ تُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِهِمْ وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلِهِمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. A day will come, the hand themselves will be the one to talk. Your skins will be the one to talk. They will be the one to give witnesses. وَقَالُوا لُجُلُودِهِمْ لِمَا شَهِدْتُمْ عَلَيْنَا. They will be you'll be telling your skins, why are you bearing witness on us? أَنْتَقَنَا اللَّهُ الَّذِي أَنْتَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Ah, you used to talk. Today we have been asked to talk. The one that gave you the ability to talk is one that also gave us ability today to talk. هَذَا كِتَابُنَا يَنْتِقُ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْحَقِّ. Our book will talk that day on everything that you have been doing. إِنَّا كُنَّا. Indeed, we have always been نَسْتَنْسِخُ. نَسَخَ is to write something down, to copy it exactly the way it is. You can't differentiate between the original and the copy. All that you have been doing, we have been writing it down. All the time you go and you remove your fingernails, it has recorded all you have been doing. You go and shave your hair, all your hair has recorded what you have been doing. Your body is aging. Why do you think they are aging? They are recording. And they are aging. When they finish recording, they go. On the day of judgment, they put it. The machines of Allah is within them. All Allah will just do, إِنَّمَا أَمُنَّا إِذَا أَرَدَ شَيْئًا نَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونُ. They will be given the command. They will be talking. Your hand will talk. I did this. I did this. I did this. Your leg will talk. I went here. I went there. I went there. Your skin will talk. I talked this. I talked this. Your eyes will talk. I saw this. I saw this. Everything, every part of your body, each will talk. So don't think that you are alone. You're not alone. Know who you are. Then you'll be more afraid of Allah.
أما الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فيدخلهم ربهم في رحمته ذلك هو الفضل
المبين. أما الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فيدخلهم ربهم في رحمته ذلك هو الفوز المبين. فأما الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات, there are people that everything that Allah is saying, they understand it. They don't understand it. They say, we believe in it. 100% they believe in it. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. They also stand up with intention of doing good work, whether they're able to do it well or not. But their intention is to do good work. These kind of people, Allah will enter them into His mercy. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْمُبِينُ. That is the success that is clear and is definite. Because it's wanting to have faith and it's wanting to walk. Like we have said, the Prophet ﷺ has said, nobody will enter paradise because of his walk. He didn't say because of his iman, he said because of his walk. Because when you look at your walk is far short
of making you to enter paradise. Because our work is full of insincerity, full of imperfection, full of errors. But because of our intention, Allah will admit us into His mercy. فَيَدْهُلْهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ فِي رَحْمَتِهِ. That's why Allah says رَبُّهُمْ here. Allah is one who has always been your Lord. The name Allah is different from the name Rabb. The name of Allah is one that is worshipped. Rabb is the one that is educating you, looking after you, nurturing you. So He knew what He's telling you. Allah knows what you saw today. He knows what should give you education in what you saw. He knows who you talked to today. He knows what you should, what should give you education in what you talked. He knows where you walked to. So if you try to do good work, Allah knows. Allah knows your intentions. For those ones, Allah, who is your Lord, will enter you into His mercy. And that is fawz. That is the success, real success. Mubin, that is very clear.
وأما الذين كفروا أفلم يكن آياتهم تتلى عليهم فاستكبرهم وكنتم قوما
مجرمين. وأما الذين كفروا أولم تكن آياتي تتلى عليكم فاستكبرتم وكنتم قوما مجرمين. What of those that disbelieve? Kafara is to disbelieve, to deny, to be ungrateful. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Those that disbelieve and were ungrateful for all that Allah has given them, you are hearing, you are seeing. Allah give you the thought to think of how to get your food, of how to go about. And you still disbelieve in Allah. What will happen to you? Allah will ask you, that day now you are faced with the truth of entry hell. أَلَمْ تَكُنْ آيَاتِ تُتْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ. Is it not that you have been hearing our verse, our verses very harsh to you? Then you go ahead and you are haughty, thinking that you are something, showing empty pride, fastakbartum. Istikbaran fil ardi wa makar as-sayyi. You are always going on the earth, pulling difficult. You are, I am this. Don't you know I am a doctor? Don't you know I am a senator, a distributor? Who are you? Who are you yourself? Sheikh Darboji said, whoever you are, remember, you have two sacks inside your body. One is containing urine and one is containing feces. Whoever you are, as big as you are, when you are sleeping today, a child will lift your hand, you don't know where you are. Whoever you are, when you are hungry today, you cannot sit down except you eat. Who are you? And you are showing pride, pride, empty pride. Anybody who is proud in this world will enter hell. Allah does not allow pride. Fastakbartum wa kuntum qauman mujrimin, and you are a people that were always committing sins, crimes, because all those that are proud are always committing crimes. Always be humble. When you have done something wrong, say, I am sorry, sir. To your father, to your mother, to your child, to your wife. Anybody who is finding it difficult to say he's sorry has a problem. That's why Sheikh Ahmed Tijani, in his tariqa, the first thing he asks you to do after Fatiha is istighfar. Because there are sins that you see, there are sins you don't see, there are sins that you know, there are sins that you don't know. The ones that you don't know are more important than the ones that you know. Which sin is worse for somebody as big as Allah talking to you? And you start doing something else. You, if you call your son, say, come, I want to talk to you. As you're talking to him, then he went. Say, my father, continue, I'm hearing what you're saying. And he's playing his football. Continue. How do you feel? This is what you are doing to Allah every second. Allah is talking to you. This moment is talking to you. When you are praying, Allah is talking to you. And you're not paying attention, and you say you're not sinning. Capital sin for that matter. So istighfar, Allah, forgive us, Allah, forgive us, Allah, forgive us. With your intention of seeking for forgiveness, Allah forgives you. مَا فَعَلَ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمُ إِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ. What will Allah do with punishing you? If you thank Allah and you believe, That's why he says, "Wakuntum kawan mujrimin," and you are a people that always you are committing crimes. You are doing evil on the earth. May Allah save all of us. May Allah make us to be among those that are humble. May Allah make us to be among those that we always seek for forgiveness from ourselves, from our juniors, from our people below us and people above us. A human being always is supposed to be seeking forgiveness because our shortcomings are too much. May Allah make us to have faith. May Allah make us to love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah strengthen our faith. Jai Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This time, may Allah forgive us our sins. May Allah accept our Ramadan. May Allah bring peace to our country. All those that are bringing problems to our country, may Allah defeat them. May Allah assist our leaders with wisdom with which to rule. May Allah take them to the right course. May Allah strengthen all of us. May Allah grant us the knowledge of the Quran. And may Allah give us the Quran. May Allah increase our faith. May Allah accept all the work we are doing as supplication in this month of Ramadan. May Allah grant us what we are going to eat. May Allah give us what we are going to wear. May Allah give us abodes that we shall take our sleeps. May Allah tabarakat Allah give us what we shall ride, what we shall transport ourselves with. May Allah tabarakat Allah reward the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May He reward our sheikhs. May He reward the sahabas. All those that contributed to bringing knowledge up to this moment, may Allah reward all of them. May Allah make us to live this world with the kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق بالحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره من الدار العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين